Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 17th edition. Hope you all had a great weekend. Hope you guys are staying cool out there, or dry if you're in the Northeast. It's wacky weather for the month of July right now. So hope you guys had a good one, had some fun. We got a 10-game slate to get the week started on Monday. Big boy action there. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. All the written content, all the podcasts over there. So come get you some. Let's get into the 10-game slate here. Totals on the slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. We got the Dodgers at the Orioles. Sheehan versus Grayson Rodriguez making his return. Totals 9.5. That tells you everything you need to know, folks. Guardians Pirates 9.5. Giants Reds 10. Red American Small Park. Marlins Cubs or Cardinals 8.5. Rays Rangers 8.5. Waiting on Washington Cubs. Tigers Royals 9.5. Yankees Angels 9. Twins Mariners 7. A lot of high totals, and you'll see exactly why when we talk pitching. On this slate, your top price pitcher, Shane McClanahan, 11-6, coming back after a break from an injury situation in Texas. He could feast, could be a great tournament play. I'll pass. There's some value I like on this one. But if I'm paying up for pitchers, it's Jesus Luzardo at 10-2 at the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, I will say this much. When you look at the Cardinals, they are playing better of late. I'll say that much. And they're not as easy as like a just – they're not a big strikeout team. Let's put it that way. So you got that going for him. But when you get a lefty going up against him, things get interesting. And this is why Jesus Luzardo comes into play. Over the last month, I did the month instead of 3 weeks because of the All-Star break. Over the last month, Cardinals are striking out almost 29% of the time versus left-handed pitching. The caveat, though, they're hitting 280 with the 167 ISO. So they can hit lefties, but when it's either like a good hit or they're striking out. That makes Luzardo very, very live on this slate as he has been dealing of late. Five straight starts with at least six innings, four total earned runs. He has two earned runs or less on all five, zero earned runs in three of those five. And then he has eight or more Ks in four straight starts. He's put up 28.7 or more in four straight outings. Philadelphia, St. Louis, at Boston, and Pittsburgh. So not all just cakewalks either. So Luzardo at 10-2 is my pay-up spot if you're choosing to do so on this slate. Now it turns into let's just punt pitching and get all the bats on this slate. Some of the options you have here, you have Miles Mikolas at $7,500. I'm not the biggest Mikolas fan. I like targeting Mikolas, for instance, but I'll say this much. In his last outing, three innings, no runs, two Ks. It was a short outing right before the All-Star break. On Friday, I might bet. The rain cut that short. That's why he's pitching again on Monday. Against the White Sox, seven shutout innings, six Ks. He's gotten it done his last two outings. Has he figured something out? We'll see. He gets a matchup versus Miami that we like to have some fun with. Over the last month, the Miami Marlins are hitting 271 with the 131 ISO, 20% K rate versus righties. So you can go Mikolas. Not my favorite guy, but you definitely have an option there. Nick Pivetta at 73, I like a lot more. He should be uber popular on this slate. Coming off five innings, two earned, eight Ks against the Oakland Athletics, and now he goes back and faces the A's once again. He was going to be the long man. Now he's turned into just a starter because Boston needs pitching. So Pivetta's got six or more Ks in three straight outings. He's just been very, very effective. We know he can get hit around from time to time. He gave up those three runs in five innings of the A's, for crying out loud. But the strikeouts will be there, especially against Oakland, 25% K rate, 224 average, 125 ISO versus righties. So we love Pivetta at $7,300. Matt Manning at $6,800 at the Kansas City Royals, another one I want to look at. Came back from the IL a few starts back now. He's got at least five innings in all three starts, two runs or less than two out of the four, and four more Ks in each start. Last outing, 6 2/3 shutout, three walks, five Ks against the Toronto Blue Jays. That's probably his ceiling, but if that's his ceiling, we love it at $6,800. And now you get a Royals team that might be without Salvi Perez on Monday as he left with a hamstring injury on Sunday. Just a depleted Royals team. and they are a team that's striking out 25.7% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 221 with a 119 ISO. So we're liking what we're seeing there from Manny's matchup against the Royals, and they would definitely be in play for you. So for me, it's Lizardo at 10-2. And then you can go Miklos if you want, Pivetta at 73, and Matt Manning at 68. For now, I'm just punting pitching. I love Logan Webb. We ain't going in the Great American Small Park at almost 11K. That ain't happening. Logan Gilbert's interesting versus Minnesota. He could be a potential pivot if you need it off Lizardo. I just try to have Lizardo for 400 more. Grace Rodriguez, everyone's going to want to play against the Dodgers. Hopefully they do, because I will stack against them. If so, G-Rod, I'll say this much. In his five or six starts, I was doing this earlier for the First Pitch podcast. Five or six starts in AAA. Once he got sent down, the strikeouts are better, but he's still walking everybody, and he's allowed 11 home runs in like five starts. 11 home runs. That's not good, folks. Not good at all. So he gets the Dodgers. That's just a great, great, perfect storm situation. Watch the weather in Chicago, because Mackenzie Gore has struggled a ton lately, but there is a little bit to like there if you need to. But yeah, for the most part, it's Mikolas, it's Pivetta, it's Manning as your values. And then you got Lizardo up top on that one.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed. And that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy, because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post, so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, let's talk hitters on this slate. We have tons of bats. That's why we're going to punt pitching pretty much. Catcher's position, talking about those Dodgers, Will Smith, $5,500 versus Grayson Rodriguez. I like the Baltimore side as well. Emmett Sheehan does not impress me. Prove me wrong, Emmett. Just prove me wrong, because you haven't done it yet. Adley Rutschman at 51 is also in play. Going down a little cheaper, though, if you so desire, I don't mind Detroit as some value versus Lyles. Jake Rogers at 42 is not the value I'm looking for. But if you're stacking Detroit, Jake Rogers could be in play at 42. There'll be better Tigers value at other positions. Below $4,000, Patrick Bailey in Great American Small Park versus Brandon Williamson at $3,800. Sign me up right now. Big fan of the Giants in this game against the lefty Williamson. The only caveat, and I'm just going to say it now, so I want to say it every single position later, they're facing a lefty. Gabe Kapler, well, platoon guys, when other people come in, like, you got Slater, you got Wilmer Flores, you got a bunch of these. Now the Giants are hurt, so this might help. But just be prepared that there will be moving and shaking throughout the day, which makes it kind of tough to stack the Giants in Great American Small Park as much as we really, really want to. I still like them, but just know if Williamson leaves early and they bring a righty in, which they probably will, things can get interesting for your Giants stacks. All right, going below Bailey, you have Yan Gomes at 33 versus Gore. Eh, not bad. I'd rather go Kiber Ruiz at $3,400 versus Drew Smiley. Kiber swinging it much better of late, double digits in two of his last three games, went deep on Sunday. So he's one. So he's coming out the All-Star break swinging it very well. He's $3,400 versus Drew Smiley. Below 3K now. If Furman's catching for Kansas City and you're not using Manning, Furman's $2,900. And with the Salvi Perez injury, Furman should be catching. So you got that going for you. Below that now, it starts to get murky, as you'd expect. But Bo Naylor at $2,700 versus Priester. Priester making a spot start for Pittsburgh. He's on the taxi squad. I like Naylor in this matchup. It's been better of late for Naylor. He pinch hit on Sunday, or Saturday. But prior to that, 19 points on Friday, 17 points, 9 points. Starting to maybe get it going. We'll see. It's been kind of not as exciting as we'd all hoped it would be with Bo Naylor, but still at $2,700 brings a nice tournament potential for you in that one. And then other than that, I think I'm good at the position for now. First base position, you got Shohei Ohtani versus Severino. I love attacking Luis Severino. So Shohei at 66 is totally fine. Freeman at 62 versus Grayson, agreed as well. So we like those two guys all the way up top. Now, if you want to fade Logan Webb, which if anybody's going to do well for the Giants in Great American, it's Webb because of his sinker skills. I still don't want to go to Great American for 10-8. So Votto at 45 would be the guy to go to if so. You got Luke Raley against Dane Dunning at 44. That's another one. But Justin Turner continues to hit the ball very well. He's $4,300 versus Paul Blackburn. Boston is a great stack on Monday. Going below 4K now, you got Josh Naylor at $3,900. It's a really good price tag versus Priester. I like that. If Lamont Wade's in the lineup at $3,800, that's the key. If you can get lefties that are starting for the Giants, that's big. Because then the Platoon situation, not saying it won't happen, it's a little less likely is the point there. So a guy like Lamont Wade at $3,800 versus Williamson is intriguing. Torkelson in tournaments at $3,700 versus Lyles, not bad. I do like some Joey Meneses at $3,600 for Smiley. We talk about Meneses first left-handed pitching. We're big, big fans of that. Came out with 12 points on Friday against the lefty before the rain delay. But swinging it really well going into the break. I like Meneses at $3,600 for the lefty Smiley. Ryan O'Hearn should be in the Baltimore lineup. He's $3,500 for Sheehan. So he's a decent value. Then there's Wilmer Flores, first base, third base at 32 for the Giants. Again, yes. Going down cheaper, though, if you're not using Mikolas, Garrett Cooper at 31 is very, very nice. I'm on board with that. Nick Prado versus Manning at 3K. If you're going Uber tournament, sure. Josh Bell at $2,800 versus Priester if you're looking for some savings at first base. Bell's still not great, but he's playing better. Like I did a little look into him over like the last month or so. He's definitely got like 5 homers over his last month. He's hitting like 260-ish. So he's hitting much better than he was. Let's put it that way. Tristan Costas had a pinch hit home run on Sunday. He's $2,600 versus Blackburn. You guys know my thoughts on him very well by now. Mike Ford at $2,500 is a very, very intriguing one. Dude was crushing it going into the All-Star break. Hit a home run on Friday out of the All-Star break. 0-for in his last 2 games. He's $2,500 for Sonny Gray, and Sonny Gray is just not that good. So I think Ford makes for a very enticing tournament play as well. Second base position for you on this slate. You got Betts at 64, always in play. If you want to fade McClanahan, you can, but I'm going to go somewhere else. You got McClain at 54 versus Webb. Below 5K now, you got Jonathan India versus Webb at 49. There's some steep price tags for Webb, but if you're going to, you might get low owned Reds tonight, and that makes it enticing just because of the ballpark. Basically, it's better than Coors, folks. So just think of it that way. Then again, over the weekend against Milwaukee, they didn't do much against some pitchers they should have. So we'll see how that goes. Going below 5K now, you got like Brandon Lau at $4,200 versus Dunning. Chris Morel at $4,200 versus Gore, I like. But again, it's almost every day. Andrés Giménez, $4,000. It's a great price. It's a really good price for the way he's hitting, running, doing it all. So Giménez at 4K makes it hard to pay up at second base when you have an option like that. Great cash gameplay at that price point. I got Andy Abanez at $3,400 versus Lyles. Adam Frazier's $3,300 for Sheehan. If you're looking for some values, I still prefer Giménez there. But if you're stacking and whatnot, you can go down there. Westberg of Baltimore's $3,200. He's second base, third base. That's a good value as well. Below 3K now, Oswaldo Peraza got recalled by the Yankees. He's second base, third base. He's $2,900 versus Canning. So if you're attacking Canning, that's fine. Canning got beat up his last outing. There's other places I want to go on this slate, but you could look at that. Zach Geloff talked about him on Friday's show. Hope you guys played him this week, and dude's crushing it. He's $2,700 versus Pivetta. I'm all aboard that train if you're not using Pivetta. Geloff's has been very good, and with the price tag value, it does wonders for you. Casey Schmidt is slumping, but he gets a good matchup versus Williamson in Great American. He's second base shortstop at $2,600 for the Giants. That's the kind of value we like to see in tournament plays. All right, third base position, Ellie De La Cruz at 63. But J-Ram at 59, I like a lot versus Priester. That's a good one if you're paying up. Same with Devers at 5K. He had a couple home runs over the weekend in Wrigley. So Devers is heating up, hopefully. He's 5K versus Blackburn. Gunnar Henderson at 47 is outstanding. He's third base shortstop. Big fan of that as well. You got Max Muncy at 46 versus Grayson. I prefer Henderson, but Muncy is a good tournament play on this one. Morel at 42. Talked about him a second ago. Below 4K now. You know, it gets kind of murky. Westberg at 32. You can go back to that one for sure. Chris Taylor's back for the Dodgers. He's 3K versus Grayson Rodriguez at Walter Peraza at 29, like we mentioned. You're probably paying up at third base for the most part on this slate. Oh, the one I'll mention, though, because I've been actually watching him. He had a big game on Sunday going 3-for-3 with a double and two RBIs. It's Trey Cabbage of the Los Angeles Angels. He's first base, third base eligible. He's $2,000 going up against Luis Severino. I like that as a tournament value because I don't think many are going to play Trey Cabbage. And it's A, the name is just amazing. But B, it doesn't ring like we have to play him because, like, you know, when we get the other values, like when Ellie De La Cruz was 2K, you had to play Ellie De La Cruz. Trey Cabbage isn't that guy. But especially if you're stacking the Angels, I love Cabbage at 2K. It makes getting Shohei in there easier, gets Mickey Moniak, stuff like that. So Trey Cabbage as a one-off, I'm totally cool with, and definitely a part of an Angel stack at $2,000. Shortstop, Corey Seager at 65, yeah. Ellie De La Cruz at 63, yeah. Wander Franco at 6K, I like a lot, versus Dunning. We got that going. And then it drops to Gunnar Henderson at 47, Bobby Witt Jr. at 46, prefer Henderson, but both very good plays. Lower 4Ks now, and going into the threes, it drops off quick. Wow, we're almost down to the twos. You got J.P. Crawford at $3,200. If you're stacking Seattle, he's there. If not, leave him alone. C.J. Abrams at $2,900. He just continues to play. So if you guys have been rolling that one, Zach Neto at $2,800 returned after the All-Star break. He's only hit 9 points and 16 points in his last two. He went deep on Saturday. So we like seeing some Neto in our life at $2,800. Another cheap Angel, probably hitting towards the top of the order too. So this Angel stack's looking a lot sexier as we keep going through this. We'll keep see how that goes. Brandon Crawford, if he's in the Giants lineup, he's 2,500. Again, a lefty would be starting against a lefty. Bodes well for concerns later in the game. Outfield, tons of them. Shohei at 66, awesome. You got Betts at 64, both great. But Randy Arozarena at 57, I think it's over. Like Tampa Bay gets overlooked in general because Dunning's been quote-unquote a little better. This is still Tampa Bay. And if you're going to get a low on Tampa Bay stack, I'm color me intrigued. So Arozarena at 57. Got JD Martinez at 52 versus Grayson. I like that quite a bit. Going below 5K now. Lane Thomas at $4,800 versus lefty. We love Lane Thomas versus lefties. So go ahead and jump on that. Riley Green at $4,700. He is back. He's going up against Jordan Lyles. He'd be a great piece in a Detroit stack. Anthony Santander has been crushing it. Went deep again on Sundays. $4,500 for Sheehan. Masataka Yoshida. Grand Slam, big game on Sunday. Just playing great in general. I've talked about and written about him a lot lately. Yoshida's $4,400 versus Blackburn. I am a big fan of that play. Cash game, tournament play. Yoshida is a dog, folks. So I like that a lot. Yeah, Luke Raley at 44. TJ Friedl in Great American at 42 is in play. Stephen Kwan at $4,100 versus Priester is not a bad value either. Jaron Duran at 39 is way too cheap. As a one-off or as a Boston stack, like you could even do like a two-man Duran and Yoshida. You go Duran, Yoshida, and Devers. I think that's a good small stack versus Blackburn. Lots of ways to go on that one, but I like Duran quite a bit at 3,900. Mickey Moniak at 38 is awesome. Big, big fan of him hitting in the middle of the order and producing. You had Austin Hayes at 38 as well versus Sheehan. So some decent mid-price plays here in the outfield. Going out of the low threes, yeah, Conforto at 36 versus Williamson. Andy Abani's at 34. Mentioned him earlier. You got Matt Vierling of Detroit. Here's a little bit of value at $3,300. Austin Slater probably leads off for the Giants. He's $3,400 versus Williamson. Hopefully he plays the whole game because if he does, it's a great play at 34. So you've got to kind of cross your fingers. Kerry Carpenter's another nice cheap Detroit bat at $3,200. Good pop in that one. Yastrzemski at 31. Going below 3K now. Colton Cowser at $2,900 for Sheehan. Is a decent little value for you on this slate. Luis Matos against Williamson at $2,800 is a decent value for the Giants. Melendez went deep. MJ Melendez went deep on a Sunday. He's $2,700 versus Matt Manning. Going down even farther now, Will Benson, my boy, if you are attacking Logan Webb Enjoy the Will Benson value at 2,600. You got Henry Davis at 2,600 bucks versus Curry. So two cheap ones there. You have a lot, like Akil Badu. He went deep. He's 2,400 bucks versus Lyles. Lots of options at this. I really like the mid-tier pricing in the outfield. It's very, very juicy. All right, recapping your pitching, the guys I am targeting. Lizardo at 10-2. If you want Mikolas, I'll throw him in there just to say it. But then Pivetta at 73, Manning at 68. Those are the main pitchers. If pitching's not good on this slate, I'd rather just get all the bats, and that's what we're going to do. You can go Cleveland versus Priester if you want. I love the Jimenez price tag. But I want a Dodgers-Orioles game stack. I prefer the Orioles side to be contrarian against Sheehan, but the Dodgers versus Grayson Rodriguez is sexy as hell also. So give me a Dodgers-Baltimore Orioles game stack. I think Tampa Bay can be interesting versus Dunning. Going to the night games. I also like Detroit versus Lyles for value. Love the Angels versus Severino. And I like Boston versus Oakland. So if I have to narrow it down, give me Baltimore, Anaheim, Boston, Dodgers. Those are my four stacks in that order right now. We'll see how things change. I'll have my cheat sheet out on Gaining the Edge Fantasy as usual on Monday, and we'll see how things look. But I'll do it, folks. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. Hope you guys have a great Monday. I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK, with your questions. And I'll catch you guys tomorrow. This is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 17th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.